This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam, Yedidim, Chavivim, what's going on? Daf HaShavua, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're going to start Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara had the following question. The Gemara said, okay, I understand why you need to wait 3 months, because we have to determine paternity, and less than 3 months is not going to work. And then the Gemara had a question. If we know she is pregnant, let her get married right away, because then we know who the father is. So the Gemara said, well, you can't get married right away, because it's going to be harmful to the embryo. So the Gemara says, then why are you allowed to live with your wife when she's pregnant? So the Gemara says, what do you mean, either with a contraceptive or God will have mercy? So live with the pregnant woman who you want to marry, who her husband died, and you'll use a contraceptive or God will have mercy. So the Gemara says, no, you're going to crush the kid. So then you shouldn't be allowed to live with your wife who's pregnant. So the Gemara says, no, your wife, you'll be careful. So you'll be careful with the other woman as well. So now we're dealing, we don't have a good answer to the following question. Again, why can't you live with a woman who's pregnant who her husband died? Because there's no issue of a question in paternity. Says Gemara, this is the reason why you can't live with a woman who's pregnant whose husband dies, because women who are pregnant will soon be nursing. And if you impregnate a nursing woman, it will ruin her milk. And if it ruins her milk, then her child will die. Elastamu ubaros lemeneka kaima. Most pregnant women are primed to nurse. Dilma I abra, she may become pregnant. Uma'achar chalava, and her milk will become cloudy. Vikatlale, and the child will die. So since pregnant women ultimately will be nursing, you can't live with her because of the disturbance her becoming pregnant again would bring to her milk. Says Gemara, Yachi didei nami. Then you should not be allowed to live with your own wife who is nursing or pregnant and soon to be nursing. So Gemara says, no, it's not a problem if it's your own wife. What you could do is you could go to Gourmet Glot and buy milk and eggs. So if she doesn't have milk, you could go to the grocery store and feed the child with other nutrients. Or you could go get formula. Says the Gemara, no, didei your own kid, mimas misalei bebeitzim v'chalav. You could feed him eggs and milk. Says the Gemara, so her kid also. Why can't you marry a woman who's pregnant? Elamai, she won't be able to nurse, possibly. So you'll get formula, you'll get milk and eggs. Says Gemara, dida nami mimasa bebeitzim v'chalav. Why can't you do it to her? Lo yov la bal. The husband's not going to pay for it. The husband's not going to pay the extra money to support the baby. So says the Gemara, so then why can't she be compensated from the deceased's estate to support her kid? V'lispa inei liyarshim, let her be taina, let her taina from the estate of the deceased, that she wants money every month to be able to support her kid. A woman is embarrassed to go to Bezdin, meanwhile the kid will die. So in a chanami, she could taina that from the husband, the deceased estate, you know, your kid needs to be fed, so come on, you know, I'm not going to have milk because this man impregnated me, but you got to support us, you got to support your kid, but she'll be embarrassed to go to Bezdin. Okay, Marv Rabbi Isai, we continue. Now we're going to analyze a statement in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, a woman who's Yivama, you can't do Chalitza or Yibam until you wait 3 months. Likewise, any woman cannot marry, can't do Erisin or Nasuin until you wait 3 months. And then the Mishnah listed 6 cases, whether she's a Basula or a Ba'ula, divorced or widowed, Nasua or Arusa, whether she had done Nasuin or Erisin. And the Gemara wants to know, what in the world is the difference between a Basula and Ba'ula versus Arusa and Nasua? In other words, a woman who just had Kedushin, Erisin, presumably she's a Basula because her husband didn't live with her yet. A woman who is had nisuin is a ba'ula because she had relations. So why do we have to give a category of whether she was a basula, a virgin, or a ba'ula, or she had relations, whether she was arusa, just betrothed, or nesua, fully married? Arusa is a basula, and nesua is a ba'ula. It's the same exact thing, says Gemara. Hayniu basulas, hayniu arusas, hayniu ba'ulas, hayniu nesuas. Basula is the same, is synonymous with arusa, and ba'ula is synonymous with nesua. So the Gemara says, Eina chanami, you just have to know how to read the Mishnah. Amar of Yehuda hachi kamar. This is what it means to say. Achas besulais v'achas be'ulais, whether a virgin or a woman who had relations, shenis armulu, whether she was widowed, oishenis garsha, or she was divorced, and how do you have a besula or be'ula? That means, bein min ha'erusin or bein min ha'nisuin, whether she was betrothed or had nisuin. In other words, the final two cases are not two new cases, but merely descriptive of besula and be'ula. Okay, now we're going to learn a story. This is one of the most exciting things on this page. Rabbi Lazar lo'al lebe midrasha. Rabbi Lazar did not come to the Beis Medrash. He couldn't make it one day. Why? Doesn't say. Ashichil Rabasi. He found Rabasi. Amar lei mai amar rabba lebe midrasha. What happened in the Beis Medrash? Amar le. So, Ravasi said, "Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan." This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Halacha Rabbi Yosi. That the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Now, who's Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi is the final opinion in the Mishnah that someone who had nesuin, you could do erusin. Someone who had erusin, you could do nesuin. Which, by the way, is the same shita as Rabbi Yehuda. The only thing is, Rabbi Yossi says that an almanah, you have to wait 30 days because of evil. So the question is, why did Rabbi Yochanan say the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbi Yehuda? But what Rav Asi said was, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. So Tosfos says the reason why he didn't say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda is because Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that when there's a dispute between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So Hitaka doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But the question is, how could the halacha be like Rabbi Yossi, but the Tanakama holds that regardless of whether the woman's relation with her first husband was erusin or nesuin, even if it was just erusin, you can't even do erusin to her immediately. So why would the halacha be like Rabbi Yossi and not the Tanakama? If the Tanakama is the Rabbanon, that means the halacha is like a yachid against the Rabbim. So it must be the Tanakama is a yachid and not a Rabbim. Says Gemara, Miklal di yichidoi palagale. It must be that the first shita, the first Tana in the Mishnah, that argues on Rabbi Yossi and says, regardless of the scenario, you have to wait 3 months, he must have been a yachid. So can that indeed be an inference? Because if it was the Chachamim, how could the halacha be like Rabbi Yossi against the Chachamim? In other words, the first Tana in the Mishnah holds that doesn't matter. Even if the woman just had erusin, you cannot even be ma'aris her immediately. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that if she had erusin, you could do nesuin to her. If she had nesuin, you could do erusin to her. Because, in other words, simply put, the whole reason for waiting 3 months is you need havchana. You have to wait an amount of time to make sure you determine the paternity. But if there's no issue of paternity, because let's say she previously only was an arusa, or now she's only doing erusin, then you wouldn't have to wait 3 months. But the Tanakama holds, regardless, you have to wait 3 months. So if the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that means that the Tanakama must be a yachid and not a rabbim. So Gemara says, "In you're right, the Tanakama is a yachid." V'atanya, as we learned in a brisa, Harei Shahoisa Redufa Leilech LeBeis Aviyah, a woman who constantly was running to her father's house, And in fact, in close proximity to her husband's death, she was living by her parents. So really, there should not be any reason for her to have to wait 3 months, as there's no way she's pregnant because she was in her parents' house before her husband died. So, and she was not together with her husband. So the Braisa says like this: a woman who's constantly running to her father's house, the implication being that before her husband died, she was by her parents' house. Or she didn't get along with her husband. She was angry at her husband, and she did not live with the husband prior to his death. Or the husband was incarcerated. Or her husband is old. All of these are cases where it's impossible she's pregnant. Or her husband is sick. Or she's sick. Or let's say she miscarried after her husband died. So clearly, she is not pregnant anymore. Or if she's barren. She's barren. She doesn't have a uterus. It was removed. Or she's old. Or she's a minor. Or her uterus does not have feminine qualities. Or she's ill and she's infertile. All of these cases, even though the rationale of waiting 3 months does not apply because she's not pregnant, this Tana holds she still has to wait. Tzrichel Hamten Gimel Chadashim, she has to wait 3 months. Divrei Reb Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So that means, if you wanted to know which Tana holds you always have to wait 3 months regardless, it's not the Chachamim, it's Rabbi Meir. Did I ever tell you I'm very into Reb Meir? But it's Reb Meir. So now we understand how the halacha could be like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is not arguing on Rabbi Meir, on the Chachamim. He's arguing on an individual, and especially that individual is an individual we never paskin like. We don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda mater liaris v'nasamiyad. Rabbi Yehuda, some are girls for Rabbi Yossi, allows you to marry right away. That's consistent with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. So, when Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that is a tenable position, because the Tanakama is not a Rabbim, but instead the Tanakama is a Yachid. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Chazar by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, actually Rabbi Yochanan retracted, and he said, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like the Tanakama. Why is that? I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, if Rav Yochanan retracted, he hadarbe. If Rav Yochanan retracted, mimas nisin de karma hadarbe. He retracted because of a braisa he learned in the vineyard. Rashi says, the vineyard in Yavne, the kerem be Yavne. It's because of a braisa that was taught in the vineyard in Yavne that he retracted. We know that in the events leading up to the Churban, when Vespasian wanted to destroy the temple, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai snuck out of the city and he asked Vespasian to spare Yavne v'chachameha, Yavne and her sages. And in Yavne they learnt in a semi-circle, like in a vineyard, and therefore the academy there was called Kerem B'Yavne. Now, it was taught in Kerem B'Yavne. Amar Rabbi Shmuel benoy Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Shamati mipi chachamim, I heard from the sages, Bekarim b'yavne, Kulon tzrichas ha'amten shlosh chadashim, every woman has to wait 3 months. So now we're learning that the shita, that regardless of the scenario, you have to wait 3 months, even if there's no chash of pregnancy, was not just Rav Meir, it's the chachamim. So if it's the chachamim, the halacha cannot be like Rabbi Yossi against the chachamim. So hence, Rabbi Yochanan retracted when he said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Fine. Omer le Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zrika. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zrika, Ki ailis le kamed Rabbi Avo. When you go up to Rabbi Avo, Rami le, you should ask him the following question. We're saying now, originally Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, but ultimately he retracted. So he said, Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Yosi? Did Rabbi Yochanan say that halacha is like Rabbi Yosi? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kista mishnah. But Rabbi Yochanan said that halacha is like a sta mishnah. We know Rabbi Yochanan has a famous shita, halacha kistam mishnah. That's something he said in Shabbos, on Daf Mem Vav, and in many places in Shas. And our stam mishnah, right, if you go to the mishnah, Daf Mem, Aleph, the mishnah was taught stam, all women have to wait 3 months. So how could at any point in time Rabbi Yochanan say that halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion halacha kistam mishnah, and our stam mishnah holds a woman always has to wait 3 months. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah tnan, we learned in our stam mishnah kol anoshim layina, so all women cannot get married v'lo yisarsu ad sheyelahem shlosh chadoshim, until they have 3 months, achas besulois v'achas beulois. So it's a question, how could Rabbi Yochanan ever have said halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yochanan holds halacha k'stam mishnah? By the way, in the Sefer Alakad Me'aranini, we bring another very interesting stira in Rabbi Yochanan. Namely, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion stam mishnah Rabbi Meir. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say halacha k'stam mishnah, but the Gemara in Erevin says we never paskin like Rabbi Meir? So how could Rabbi Yochanan say the following two things? Stam Mishnah Rameir and Halacha Kistam Mishnah, because we know we never paskin like Rameir. So how do you reconcile that? Stam Mishnah Rameir, and Rabbi Yochanan says Halacha Kistam Mishnah, but we never paskin like Rameir. Maybe we'll do that on Sunday. Okay, but right now where the Gemara is holding is, how could Rabbi Yochanan ever have said Halacha Kistam Mishnah? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan have said halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yochanan said halacha k'stam mishnah, and the stam mishnah says all women have to wait 3 months. So this is what Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zrika, ask Rabbi Avo. So Rabbi Zrika went to Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Avo said to Rabbi Zrika, Malay, derama alacha, the one who asked you this question, meaning, hey Rabbi Zrika, Rabbi Yirmiyah who asked you this question, he doesn't care about his flour. Meaning he just spouts words without thinking about it. Because yes, halacha kistam mishnah, but not when it's stam v'acher kach machloikis. If in one mishnah a halacha is taught stam, and then a dispute is brought, then we don't paskin like that stam mishnah, that unqualified mishnah. Stam v'acher kach machloikis, if you have a stam mishnah and then a machloikis, Stam v'yachar kach machloikesi. This is a scenario of a stam statement and then a machloikes. First we have the stam tana, and then we have the shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Vein halacha k'stam, halacha is not like the stam. Damar Rav Papa, because Rav Papa said v'tem Rabbi Yochanan, some say Rabbi Yochanan machloikes v'yachar kach stam. If you have a machloikes and then a stam statement halacha kistam, but stam unqualified v'achkach machlokes ain halacha kistam. So basically, stam is only halachically binding if it's the final word. If machlokes is brought after it, then we don't paskin like the stam. Now the Gemara brings another story. Mistamich va'azol Rabbi Avo akisvei de Rabbi Nochem shamei. Avohu was leaning on the shoulder of Rabbi Nochem, his attendant. Minket va'azol hochasamine. Rabbi Nochem was gleaning and gathering halachos from Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo was leaning on Rabbi Nochem's shoulders, and Rabbi Nochem was gleaning halachos from Rabbi Avohu. Bo'imine, Rabbi Nochem asked Rabbi Avo, machloikis v'yachar kach stam mai, what's halacha if you have machloikis and then a stam? Amalei, ein halacha kistam. Excuse me, Amarlei halacha kistam. The halacha is like the stam mishnah. The Rabbi Kiveger brings from the Rajba that not everybody agrees to that, but that is what Rav Avo responded to Rabbi Nachum. Stam v'yachar kach machlokes, mai, what if you have stam and then a machlokes? Amarlei ein halacha kistam. The halacha is not like the stam. Stama demasnisin machloikis bebraisa. What if you have a stam mishnah in the mishnah and a machloikis in the braisa? Amar le, Rabbi Yavo said halacha kistam. Machloikis bemasnisin v'stama bebraisa. What if you have a dispute in the mishnah and then you have a stam braisa? Mai, what's the halacha? Rabbi Nachum asks. And Rabbi Yabo said, basically, a stam braisa is not conclusive. Amar lei v'chi Rabbi lo shana, Rabbi Chia minalei. If Rabbi did not teach it in the Mishnah, then Rabbi Chia, who taught braisos, where did he get it from? So a stam braisa is meaningless, because clearly Rabbi did not want to teach it in the Mishnah. So if Rabbi didn't want to teach it in the Mishnah, then Rabbi Chia would not have a conclusive source to say it's stam in the braisa. Okay, Merv Rabbeisai, thanks for joining us. Tomorrow evening at 8:30, we have amazing shiur on Parshas Kisisa and the Shemoneh Esrei for Shabbos Kodesh. Stay tuned to delve into the secrets of Ba, Boy, and Bum. Okay, everyone. In the meantime, if you don't know the secrets, maybe you could compose a song with those words. Ba, Boy, Bum. I'm surprised nobody came up with something for that. Okay, Rabbi, say have a great night. Thank you for coming.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.